Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne. Actually, not live.
At the time.
It's a podcast. No one listens to this live. This has been pre-recorded. Probably censors have listened to it and cut out all the good stuff.
It's live to Jack Hackett.
We're in the Rod Laver Arena on the last day of the tour in Australia. This may be my biggest gig I've ever done. Maybe by like 100 people or something, but I've done a few that are similar.
12,000 and something.
12,000 and something.
On your own.
Yeah. We have a tendency to round up though. Like, it's 15.
It's 13,000 people. No, it's 12,004. 13,000. Anyway, so it's the Jim Jeffy Show podcast. With me today, I have my guest host, Forrest Shaw. Say hello, Forrest.
Hi.
All right. He's chatty today.
We also have Brad Williams here.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
And Amos Gill.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, are you talking on the mic?
Yeah, I'm talking on the mic.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right, good.
And once again, my mother, not present.
Yes.
We talked about that on the last podcast, did we? Has your mother heard that?
Yeah, she's her friends have. She also give that the miss too, so. Yeah. My friend said it was very funny on the podcast when you mocked me. Oh, I didn't listen.
Oh, did she say when you mocked me? Yeah. Parents love saying, my mum always goes, you and your brothers, you're always lampooning me.
Lampooning?
Yeah, I know. That's well done. When I was a kid, I was caught like making out with a girl in my room. She goes, "You're in there canoodling all the time."
Canoodling—the last use of the word canoodle ever.
Yeah, canoodling. Canoodling sounds like it's not bad.
It's kind of innocent.
Yeah, no one's ever been me too'd for a canoodle.
The canoodle got out of control.
Jeffrey,
no means no. Canoodling.
Jeffrey Rush got me too today.
Yeah, he's. There's been a few things here in the Australian media. There was another one where a lady said he inappropriately touched her on stage during the scene. Mm-hmm. But what's the new one?
I don't know, but it was one of the people from...
Same thing, I think. It was when he was doing something on stage.
It's from Orange is the New... One of the girls from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, the problem with this one is he's not in that
She's
show.
In fucking prison. Yeah. She's an unreliable...
She'll say anything to get a reduced sentence. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
So you...
You didn't sing the theme song. You got to do that.
You might win Jim, Jeffy Show, podcast.
Okay, that's good enough.
In Melbourne.
All right, and real quick, that they want to do your tour dates. You're going to be in Asia. You're going to be in Taipei, Seoul, South Korea, Tokyo, Hong Kong.
I'm just going to the country of Asia.
Oh, okay, yeah, my bad. Bangkok, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Jakarta, and Bali, Indonesia. And those are all, you can get all those dates on your website. And also, you got a whole bunch of other dates that they're just adding slowly to
the Happy Endings Tour.
Where am I going? I'm going to Las Vegas and
South Africa. Yeah, you're doing three Vegas weekends next year.
Where the fuck am I going to?
I don't know how many of these have been released yet, but I think like the Detroit one in Minneapolis, you got a whole bunch of dates. So.
I've got no life, is what you're telling me.
No
free time.
No free time.
Well, the tour has been good. I feel like the highlight for you two, lads, Brad wasn't there, but you got to meet my parents.
Yeah, I've met him before. Yeah. Yeah.
But beyond what I could have ever imagined.
Why?
So your dad is my new favourite person.
Yeah.
He's just like, if you've seen the castle, he seems like he belongs on the set.
Well, just to say quickly, what did he say to you when he first saw you, Brett?
He saw me and goes, "Ah, that's the little fella from the TV."
I've seen this little fella on the TV.
And then he winks at us all.
Yeah. It's like, no, I see you wink. And he didn't like say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so," and whatever. Like, he just said, "Ah, little fella from the TV."
It was a pat on the head through his voice.
And then he was like, "What show was that?" I go, "It's my show, Dad."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
One of the three shows you've ever watched.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what Jim's old man's like, you think you're strapped on sort of sandal.
Yeah.
Tucked in short with a little short sleeve button up shirt. And he really does sit on a chair, watch the cricket, open up a window, whistle, and birds, local lorikeets, land on his shoulder. And your TV producer, Scott, is just losing his fucking mind. He's like, "Oh, Jim's not a liar."
Yeah. Wild animals fly into his house and feed from him and just rest on his shoulder at the same time every day.
And then your mum's just there going, "They're going to shit on the floor. Get them out."
He's like a grown-up Ace Ventura pet detective, just standing there and then, "Come to me, my jungle friends."
It's weird. He's not a vet or anything, but animals have always liked him. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was a kid, like local people would bring their sick dogs up to my dad, and then and my dad would sort of rub its paws a bit. And go, oh, it needs a bit of water.
That's not true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People would know. He goes, oh yeah, it's a bit, mouth's a bit dry. He's not drinking enough water.
He's dog Jesus.
Yeah. Or he'd go, oh yeah, you go, this one's got a tick. And I'd go, oh, there you go, I found it. You get paralysis if you leave him too long. Just watch it. If the next 4 hours the legs don't work, take it to a proper vet.
So we had that going on. We had the lorikeet man happening.
Is that why he was pinching the top of my head?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he thought like, oh, he's just...
He's
like,
dry. He needs like, a drink.
He needs water.
Get him a beer. Water.
That's why he hasn't grown. He hasn't been watered properly.
Has he had enough sunlight?
Yeah, so my mum comes out and she'd flashed up dressed for you guys. She bought some sandals to go to the wedding that she never went to.
Yeah, but before that, you did yell out as you walked in, please put clothes on. You
on the
can't
phone.
Be naked.
Yeah, on the phone on the way there. Get clothes on.
I said, Mum, I'm coming. There's going to be people there, so please put clothes on. Which is, you know.
Does she go nude a lot, does she? Or
no, she would just be in, she'll be in pajamas all day. She'll never put an actual outfit on. And then she'll be pissy at me because I didn't tell her. She'll be like this, oh, I was just in a, you were so embarrassing. And,
so you gotta give her a warning.
And she just sits there and watches TV. Yeah, calls my dad an idiot all day. Sure. And my dad goes, oh, I don't know, maybe I am, maybe I am. And then he winks at you. Hey, hey, fucking idiot. Hey,
but
hey.
That was on. She sat on the chair. Now, can you talk about it? Because this is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
this
there's,
tour.
A, there's a chair that I purchased. We talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah.
That sits there upright.
You're reverting back to your radio days, sir? Yeah. It's like Byron Allen's show. Okay, so there is a chair.
A quick reset.
Jim, do you know anything about a chair?
So, you usually had an experience with a bird. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's got a chair that lifts her up to her feet. Mm. And what happened?
Oh, so while the birds are happening, and obviously we were all obsessed with the birds. And
what happened was before that you said, oh, let's see this chair in action. But it took a while for her to get it going and do the thing.
Yeah, so
then
fiddling.
The birds took over. We're like, oh, birds. There's birds. Birds, yeah.
Birds, birds, birds. Yeah. But I'm looking at your mum fiddled with the chair, and she was so proud about the chair.
And it's slowly lifting, yeah.
So she hits a button, and imagine like a curtain going down that kind of speed. Yeah. And you hear this, and she's sort of hovering.
And she gets
her
up.
Heels on the ground.
And she starts going, Jeffrey, which is my original name. She goes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, look.
Yeah, but nobody's looking. They're all looking at the birds.
Yeah, we're all going, oh, Dad's just got birds on his shoulder. Jeffrey, look, I'm standing from the chair.
Look what you've bought me.
Yeah, the chair is just fucking like Christ.
But she looked so angry at your dad. And this is, you've always said to me, your mum has a stage presence.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and she was not happy that the birds is upstage there. You know, yeah, yeah. I thought that she was going to kill those birds.
Yeah, yeah, she wasn't getting all the attention in the room. She didn't know what fucking happened.
Yeah, it wasn't as glamorous as I thought, the chair. Because I was thinking that the chair
The chair used to be more hysterical. The old chair used to be massive in size.
It's out on the balcony.
It's out in the balcony.
The poor chair.
It's out in the balcony. It used to be massive in size. And my dad's chair was smaller. So my mother would sit in a big recliner next to my dad in a tiny little recliner. And it looked hysterical, right? And now they've got the two recliners that are very similar in size. So... The visual's not as funny.
But it was weird that we were all, you know, you hadn't seen your parents for a while, and your mum wanted to see her. And we're all sitting in the living room looking at parents, your parents' pictures and stuff. And your mum was like, can we do this one-on-one and catch up? And she seemed very unhappy that we were all there.
She wanted to kick
you
guys out.
She said to me, she said to me when I went the next time, she goes, I just want to sit in a room with you and talk. And I'm like, what have I done? Why am I in trouble?
What did you
think,
Forrest? She
goes, nothing. I just love you and just wanted to spend time with you. If you're going to do the fucking I might be dead soon speech again, because I get it every year. Every year I leave. Every year I leave. And I just had this hug. This might be the last time you see me.
Your impression of her is like she's had a helmet taken off. Like
I've done it. I've done it like 10 fucking... You come in, Max. Yeah, I've done it like 10 fucking times. This might be the last time.
So yesterday, after one of the field shoots, it was just me and Jim went there. And she said she wanted the time alone. But for most of the time, I was sitting in the living room. And then I just walked out to look at the birds. Because they're out there. Birds are out there. And I turned on, your dad wasn't in the room. And I was like, oh, I guess this is the moment. So I just stayed outside on the stairs.
I've got anxiety.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so my nephew's here. What are you, 20, 21, 20? Right? He's 20. So 20 years ago, he was born. He's the oldest of all the grandchildren. My brother was married 25 years ago. And so 25 years ago, my mother was 52. And at 52, she said to the other grandparents at the wedding, "Oh, you're lucky. You'll live long enough to see grandchildren." "I'll never live long enough to see grandchildren." This cunt's fucking in the army now. Right?
Oh, well, we knew that a lot.
And you're like, I won't let... She didn't have an illness. She loves being dying. She loves dying. Right, one time I'm at the Edinburgh Festival, and they said, "Oh, you've got a week." I was broke down on stage. I found out like an hour before on stage. I went, "Oh, my mum's going to die." I had a little cry afterwards. Yeah. I said, "I have to cancel the shows." I get out. I get on a plane. This is before you could do it. You can international flights. You still can't. You can't check me phone. Can't anything. Right. I don't know if she's alive or dead. It's a 24-hour trip. I'm just fucking in. I'm in a fucking frenzy. I'm losing tens of thousands of pounds worth of fucking work that I couldn't afford to fucking lose. I get there. She's sitting bolt upright in bed playing a bit of solitaire. Oh, hello, love.
But that's a conflicting feeling. Like, I was hoping I'd see your final moments, but you would die. I've lost money.
I'm like, this next time you better be fucking dead. I'm not doing this trip again.
Do you think she's trying to like reverse jinx herself?
No, she believes it. She constantly thinks she's like... Okay. So there was one time... What was the time, Danny, where she was... My brother's... Where they... They massaged her chest because she had a bit of pneumonia, and she goes, I died on the table. I died on the table twice. And then we're like, Danny's going, "No, you didn't, Mum." She goes, "How do you know? You're not a doctor." And he goes, "I know because the doctors told me." you didn't
conscious.
You didn't die. Yeah. They were massaging your chest to get the water out of your lungs. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, no, they were resuscitating and doing CPR and they were pressing on my chest to get my heart working again.
Because I know this because I was conscious while watching them do
it. She goes, because I was dead, right? So that's what they were trying to do. And then I was talking to my friend Dr. Drew, who's a doctor, right? And I go, "Dr. Drew, is that..." He goes, "Did she break her ribs?" And I said, "No." And they go, "Well, there's no way they could have done that without breaking her ribs. That's just how you have to fucking do it, especially at that age."
Strong.
And so I did a bit more research. Never died. Never died. Allegedly, she went under when they put her under, right? And she had machines keeping her alive, but that doesn't mean you're fucking dead.
No, it's just anesthesia.
Yeah. So she's in anesthesia, and she goes, "I remember I was... they were trying to save me, and I had enough of life. And I thought I yelled it. I thought I did, but it was probably just a whisper. But with all the energy I could muster, I said, 'Let me die.'"
she's like trying to live her own version of the Beaches movie.
And then they're like, "No, you weren't dead, Mrs. Nugent. You weren't dead." "Oh, I think I was. I think I died twice."
They're saying it's a miraculous recovery.
And then I spoke to the doctor, "Mum, you weren't fucking dead. You never died. You never fucking died." And she goes, "Well, that's good then. That's good. Because I didn't go to heaven, and I was worried that maybe you were right. But now, because there was no heaven, right? When she died, she was worried that there's no heaven, and she goes, 'Now I know there probably still is a heaven.'"
You have an interesting dynamic, though, because you guys actually do call her out on stuff like... you've got your nephew here, Max.
Yeah.
And he goes to Duntroon, which is like the most elite...
Are you Byron Allen this again?
No, but it's like it's the most elite school for officers. There is military officers, and she slipped it in once, completely out of context. Just our cousin, your nephew goes to Duntroon.
Yeah, and it's not like just saying that you're becoming an officer.
Officer, right?
So
that'd be the equivalent to West Point.
Equivalent to West Point.
Yeah.
And so what happens is my mum can work it into any fucking sentence. That and polio. Right? And she's just like this. She goes, "Oh, a bit colder today. Probably not as cold as it is for Max because he's in Duntroon."
And then you were really calling her on it.
Yeah. Oh, even one time, it didn't even make sense in the fucking sentence. She went to me, "Well done, Troon."
And then your dad goes, "It is a very, it's an elite school.
It is hard to get into. It is. And my dad
it's
came,
a beautiful moment, that.
My dad came to two of the shows. I said, "Did you like the show?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, it was all right. It was all right." He goes, "You do a story about pooing. It's a bit long." And he goes, oh, I don't like it. My mate liked it. He liked it, but I didn't think that was particularly funny. He goes, you know what you should do? When you do your funny facial expressions, when you do those, people like those, do more of them.
Ah, there you go.
No, I don't like your faces. I like your northern queer.
Yeah. There's a character that I do that I'm not sure if it's a woman or a gay guy from Manchester. And it's sort of, it's one of those ones where, oh, well, you're a little fella, aren't you? Oh, okay. Right? I just do this. And I sometimes do it for hours on end, right? And just around the house, you know, a chance would be a fine thing. You know, it's like, and so my dad thinks that's very funny. And he goes, you know what you should do instead of using the other fellas to be an opener?
Yeah, putting us out of a job.
Yeah. He goes, just do your northern queer.
Open for yourself.
Open for yourself.
When they it up.
As a different
Jim character. Will be out in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, Jim's back there getting ready.
Who's this guy?
Yeah. Jim's out there getting ready. He won't have a piece of me. I've tried.
You still have a mustache, just a wig.
Yeah. And then I introduce myself. Please welcome Jim Jeffries, all like Vegas and all that, right? And then I come back out and I've just sort of put my hair back now. I put on a leather jacket. Yeah. And I go, oh, that was zippity doo-dah. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Andy Kaufman, Tony Clifton type
thing. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun, this. Anyway, so my dad thinks, do your northern queer.
The northern queer.
Yeah,
is that what it'd be called?
And now, a good friend of Jim's, the northern queer.
The northern queer sounds like a weather pattern.
Yeah.
A breeze.
So this year we have the El Nino and the northern queer happening.
Coming in from the north, the northern queer.
It's blowing everything. Oh,
no. That'll affect some sporting games.
Yeah, it takes you by surprise.
Will we get in trouble for saying northern queer?
I don't know.
You know, when you apply for a loan, right?
Wow.
Most loan companies. No. Okay. When you apply for a loan, most loan companies make the decision. Okay. When you apply for a loan, most loan companies make the decisions without getting to know the whole you. I know the whole you, Forrest. Took a while. But
fat
now
joke? Was that a fat joke?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just checking. Thanks to Upstart.com, it never has to be that way again. How could an Upstart loan have helped you when you were getting started? How could it helped you when you were getting started?
Oh, could have helped me greatly.
What would you? What would you? Gotten?
Thanks, Brad, for contributing.
That's no problem.
What would you have got?
A loan.
Yeah.
Wow. I think we've sold enough of these already with this ad.
I'm yes-anding.
Unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be biased against people with short credit history.
Why are you looking at me?
All right. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit. The traditional FICO score when assessing your credit. I just read the same line again.
But in a different way, so it's good.
Worthiness, rewarding you or your job experience and education in a form of smarter interest rates.
Yeah.
I'm reading good.
That's one of your best reads ever.
Upstart makes it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. Once your loan is approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next business day. Over 100,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make large purchases. See, now I looked at Forrest to make it even for the short.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. No problem. I've lost my bid on the paper.
There you go. Free yourself.
Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything.
Let's try it over.
Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. Hurry to upstart.com/Jim Jeffries to find out how low your Upstate rate is. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes. So why wouldn't you do that? And won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/Jim Jeffries. JimJeffries.
Good job.
Boom.
So this is basically our Christmas and New Year's episode too.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Any predictions that's happened?
For Christmas?
For Christmas?
Yeah. What's going to be... Okay, so right now, we're recording this on December 17th, right?
In Australia.
Donald Trump sings Baby It's Cold Outside in a movie Christmas Eve. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. To his
him
daughter.
Him and Melania.
To his daughter. Him and sing it to Ivanka.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
You did the impersonation. Good.
I do it, don't worry. It's cold outside. Stay in here.
You sound like Cartman doing a Trump impression.
That's not very funny. Sit down here on these chestnuts.
But you're my dad.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The neighbors might think.
They already know.
Jared will be mad.
You're fingering me, that's sad.
Hold on, it's just starting to get wet.
Because baby, it's wet inside.
My daughter.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that one.
No, that's one prediction. You give a prediction first.
Mm-hmm. For the new year?
From now till Christmas. Yeah. Let's see if you nail anything.
Ooh, now till Christmas.
Yeah, from December 17th to when this airs, pick something that happens in the news. Let's see if you nail it.
Australia's going to win at cricket in the second test match.
Yeah, but there's about fucking half a day left and it looks
I know, but it's a fucking pretty... I mean, in America, it's fucking... Come on, fucked up my whole shit.
It's day four on a fucking hard wicket. They got seven... Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, I'll have five panic attacks.
You sound ridiculous. You sound fucking ridiculous.
I'm going to lose weight.
Are you?
Yeah. At AIDS.
So, they have been bringing a lot of girls on the tour.
Just kicked in.
I wonder what the reaction would be from Forrest if he was diagnosed with AIDS. The doctor comes in, you got AIDS. Yep.
Yeah. Saw that one coming.
I've been fucking a lot of young girls. They love my voice.
Raw dogging it.
I told you I'm still getting pussy. That is your favorite thing, though. We were saying before that you love nothing more, Forrest, than you be like, I'm fat and I still get pussy.
I don't think I say it like that. Yeah. This is what I say. I say that women are better than men because I've said this before. If women, the fuck's that? But if a woman my age and my weight, there's no way. I don't care how nice her personality was or how funny she was. We're shallow. We're very shallow. There's no way I'd be like, she's a really, really nice lady. She's super funny. Makes me laugh.
No one could be a fat, sloppy mess like us. A fucking disgusting mess of a person. As a girl. Mm-hmm. And then be dating a good-looking guy. And the good-looking guy's with his friends. And he just goes... She makes me laugh. She makes me laugh.
Yeah, have you ever heard her tell a story?
Yeah.
You'll get it.
Yeah, she's a lot older and she makes a good living. Who gives a fuck?
She comes from a really good family.
Yeah.
The forest is gone. Where'd
you
go?
That was a noise. Yeah. It's fucking loud as shit.
It's the huge crowd waiting for Jim.
Yeah,
she's a lot older and she's got money.
Is the fucking speakers?
Oh, it's okay. People complain about anything.
And the fucking podcast.
And far as it down, but there's noise outside.
There's noise in my arteries.
I'm trying to help it out, because everyone's going to fucking complain. Everyone on the podcast can fucking suck my dick. How about that, by the way?
My prediction is Frost got a nervous breakdown.
Someone will complain, by the way, about me on this podcast. Meanwhile, I've lugged this fucking equipment halfway across the world, and I'm going to do it again in Asia. Fuck off. Fuck all you guys. You're banned from the podcast group.
You're like the guy we saw driving to the gig tonight in the car.
Oh, wait. That does remind me. I do want to make an announcement. My mom is now a member of the podcast group.
All right.
And she has come in there and started regulating on people that are mean to me, which I think is very funny. If anyone is mean to my mom, you will be banned from the podcast group. I'm not going to tell you what her name
is. You're now challenging it, though.
Yeah. You're just going to have to figure out, because she doesn't have the same last name as me. Mm. If you're meeting my mom,
voice, though.
Out of
same
the podcast.
Voice.
The it's one amazing. Woman who's being nice about Forrest. Yeah. It's not hard to fucking
He's adorable.
Yeah, so if you see someone commenting like, Forrest is smart, okay, well, that's probably...
Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a game for you. Anyone that's rude to my mom, immediately banned from the podcast group.
There was a comment section on one of my Facebooks or something like that, and the comment was like this. It was like, you're the fucking worst comedian hack in the fucking world. Hope you get AIDS and fucking die. Right? That's the level of comment.
Sure.
And someone liked it. I went, who the fuck likes that? Who the fuck likes that? My mum. I think
about dying in there.
You know, she thought that she was like, oh, tag that. That people should see there's a wrong. My mum was all these abusive comments.
It.
She was like,
Yeah. It's kind of like when someone posts on their Facebook, like, oh, you know, my dad just died. Like, are you supposed to like it?
Yeah.
That's why they brought in the sad one, but I've never taken the time to choose the love heart.
It just seems inappropriate. Yeah, like, your dad dies.
I just sent an eggplant emoji.
Can we take a second to reflect on the man driving to the gig who lost his fucking mind in traffic?
Oh, Brad wasn't there. Well, there's two incidences. Yeah. There's two driving incidences so far.
The first
one was, we were almost to the hotel, and there was just a right. We're in the middle of the city, like flat in the middle of the city.
That's a big flag.
And
I'll just hang that. There's flags out the front of this arena. It's my first flags. Andrew Taylor, my manager, he's very excited.
Oh, you get to keep that flag?
I'm going
to
have one. Yeah,
that's a bed sheet.
I'm gonna hang it out the front of my house.
Which house is Jim's house?
It's about 15 feet tall.
Every time I get a party, that'll be out the back of the house.
Yeah, because like sometimes they hang have balloons on the mailbox. Yeah,
the problem with my flag is it'll just be covered in cum.
Who's gone?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
I got an ego problem.
I thought you just was like a
challenge. Oh no, just homeless people.
There's a face.
Do you use the emojis, Max? Do you use the emojis when you text your young? Of course. Do you ever send a girl an eggplant?
No. Wink face.
Yeah.
That's
You've never gone, I want a fucking eggplant in you? You've never done that?
No, I don't
use it.
Now,
me neither.
Now, your nephew Max is how tall are you?
Like
6'4".
Get on the microphone.
So 6'4". So yesterday.
Yes, I know what you're about to say.
You took a picture next to Max.
And my brother, who's also used to be 6'4", but now he's shrunk a bit.
And then
he's a bit smaller.
And then you turned to the rest of the group.
I'm 6 foot. But yeah.
And you turned to the rest of the group, which included me, and went, oh, I feel like a fucking midget next to Max.
No, I never said that. I said, I look like a fucking dwarf in this picture. And then I went, oh, God.
But you know what? It was the biggest compliment to me because it's like you forgot.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, so in Legit, we had a lot of different people with different disabilities in Legit. And the guy who played Rodney, Nick Daly, he had I think it's called Peter Willey syndrome. And his nerves don't really grow. And he sort of talks like this. And one day, Dan Bacadale, who plays Steve, me and him, I walk up and I tap Dan in the nuts, right? Because there was a lot of me tooing on that set between me and Dan.
Sure.
And Dan goes to me, hey, man, stop it, you fucking retard, like this. And Nick's standing next to him. And Nick just looked at me and went, ah, oh, man. Dan still gets the douche chills. If he thinks about that, he just goes like he's having a good day and then he's like, oh, God. So you got a girlfriend? What do you do, Max? What do you do? Tell me about your life.
About my life? It's, I don't know, pretty fucking boring.
What, do the people get up to much in Duntroon? Are they like hot army officers?
Is it like Police Academy or Stripes? Is it like Stripes?
What the fuck is Stripes?
You shouldn't be in any fucking armed forces at all if you don't know about fucking Stripes.
Are you
Stripes?
Thrown out if you have sex with another officer? Or
no, you got to declare your relationship.
Oh, don't ask, don't tell. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, there's the frat run every morning at 5:30.
What's the frat run?
It's where you run from your lines back to your wherever you live.
Oh, so like
you're a run between rooms.
So like you just had the one night stand, or you just hooked up. Yeah. So then
are you saying anything that's going to get you in trouble?
No, probably not.
So how would you declare it if you were starting?
I have no idea.
Do you just like stand?
You just gotta like talk
you just like
to your
stand
boss.
In front of the group and be like, I'm fucking her.
That sounds like a creepy commanding officer. Yeah, tell us about what'd you get up to.
I was in Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan doing gigs for the soldiers. And like we were out, there was meant to be a dry base or whatever. There was this one shop and this lady had stuff for the officers to booze up. And at about 2 a.m, I've been drinking with these couple of other soldiers, officers, and they go, oh, we know we get another case of beer. And so we get in a fucking tank, basically. The Jeep. We drive an armored Jeep and we drive over through the desert to this shop it's a supply shop like this, right? And the lights, and we flash the lights into the window like, hey, get up. It's like 2 in the morning. We want beer. And this fucking soldier, because they're not meant to fuck anyone there, he jumps out the window, fucking scurries off into the fucking Afghan desert, naked. naked, just running through the fucking desert like, oh, no.
It fell down.
No. And then fucking we go knock on the door. This woman had to be about 350 pounds. This guy was a jacked up soldier, but there's so little on offer.
Hey,
I was thinking, who would own a shop out here?
She was an Afghan 8.
She no, she was she was an American who set up this store.
My
and I was thinking, who would do this? Who would go out and do this?
I still think
no, she's just fucking getting fucked by jacked up guys all the time. And she's like, this is a good deal. Forrest just told me that millions of men across the globe suffer from textile dysfunction leading into poor performance in their dress shirts. Thankfully, Mizzle and Main have developed a cure. Their dress shirts are made from performance-driven fabrics that are designed to look great all day and require no ironing or dry cleaning. Mizzle and Main dress shirts provide all
Mizzle
day...
Mizzle and Main.
Does that matter? That, the name,
it's the name of the company. Yeah, that's what
it is. Mizzen and Main dress shirts provide all-day comfort with built-in four-way stretch and moisture wicking technology.
It's like the cricket.
These are the dress shirts of a choice for many top professional athletes like JJ Watt and Phil Mickelson.
Big so lefty.
If Mizzen and Main can increase their performance, imagine what it can do for you. There's no need to be embarrassed by your textile dysfunction. I just got it. I've read these up before. I just got it. Textile.
Are you serious? This is the first time.
No, I'm joking.
I know.
Head to mizzenandmain.com to find your cure and discover the longest lasting best look for men. Use promo code Jim Jeffries for $10 off any dress shirt. That's mizzenandmain.com/Jim Jeffries. Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough to look your best you've ever looked in your life. If you experience your dress shirt looking great for longer than 4 hours, good job. You're wearing Mizzen and Main. Head to mizzenandmain.com for free shipping orders of $100 or more.
All right. Well, Andrew.
Mizzen and Main. Look great. Longer.
Okay, Jim, you have to perform for 13,000 people now. So
I do.
We're not gonna, this is.
How do you feel right now?
This is.
I'm a little tense.
Well, what I was trying to do, Amos, was wrap it up so that he can go do it.
I haven't felt super funny on this podcast, so I don't know.
No, it was very funny. It was good. Yeah, there's funny stories
about
your mom and
your mother.
Like I enjoyed Forrest just losing his shit.
Yeah, I like to do that. That's people enjoy that.
No, man, I didn't lose my shit.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I definitely lost my shit.
No.
I just like people now are going to be try to. To see who's my mom and be nice. And I'm being very serious. If anyone is mean to my mom, you are fucking off the podcast.
I love my mom. It's
Hey, so, Brad, do Forrest Shaw talking to Donald Trump about fried chicken.
All right. So I don't know why you have access to every food in the White House, but why do you keep eating fried chicken?
It's the best fried chicken. It's absolutely fantastic. No, it's got the best skin.
Speaking of skin, your skin kind of matches the fried chicken there. Yeah.
I don't know what. I got the best skin. I have Ivanka rub it up and down every night. Coconut oil from Hawaii. That's in America.
I don't know why you do that. I don't like you around the bush. I still
have young girls fucking me.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, good.
You and I can have that in common.
Brad, you were opening tonight with Amos and I for Jim, but you're going to be in Melbourne this week. Tell everybody where you're
going to
be.
Yeah, you guys are going back to Los Angeles, and then I'm staying here in Melbourne, and I'll be at the Comics Lounge.
It's good this podcast 20th. Is coming out afterwards.
No, it's not. It's coming out the day before.
Yeah. December 20th through the 22nd, I'll be at the Comics Lounge in Melbourne.
Go out and see Brad. He's hilarious if you live anywhere
near
Melbourne.
I think
that'll
sell out. You'll kill tonight, and then people will buy the tickets.
Amos, do you have anything to promote?
Yeah, all the Adelaide Fringe, Perth Fringe, and the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Well, when you do like that with your mic, it's not good. But anyway, Amos Gill, go to his website or whatever.
I'm trying to be less regular radio. fast and loose now.
Okay. And then I'm coming back to the Comics Lounge in a few months. So come see me for sure. I think tickets are already on sale. If you're a hot chick, come fuck me.
I got all these chicks that want to fuck me. I'm hungry.
Anyways, I will be back here in 2 months. I'll promote that on the Asia podcast anyways, but it is on my website now, all my Melbourne and Sydney dates.
I assume the Asians are going to love my voice.
Oh, Jim, you have to go.
But they like bears.
No, Jim, you have to go right now. You have to go.
Don't worry, I'll wrap up.
Listen, please, if you haven't rated us or subscribe, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to the Jim Jeffries Show podcast group if you haven't already done that.
And
yeah, fuck, we're going to do a show. Good night.
Thank you. Good
night. Say hi to my mum for me.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.